My name is Maury Colton. I own a house on Pine Street, and I also own a house on Jefferson Street. So pragmatically, of course, I'm concerned about taxes, but I can see this I would imagine would help us out. But first and foremost, I think it's brilliant. I've seen some of Scott's work over the years. I haven't seen Scott for many years now, but I think actually we're very lucky to actually have his input into what's going on. I would say to those who don't know his work to explore it some, and just as a reference book, I would say anyone who has an interest to perhaps look up Robert Venturi's book, Complexity and a Contradiction in Architecture. I think that I love Rockland. I can understand the economies of scale everyone's concerned about, but I would just throw this off the cuff. If you're coming into Rockland from the north, what about Wass's Hot Dogs next to the Rankin Center? I would imagine that building 65 feet high. I personally think if someone has a piece of property and they have an architect, we do live in a democracy, people have a right to design what they want. I can appreciate the neighborhood concerns also. I've had concerns with neighborhood development. I've been involved in the ill-fated Walgreens on the north end of town. I've heard some of these very legitimate comments made here. And I can remember when the world was going to fall apart when MBNA came to town. I can also remember when the Good Turn was the end of life, and now the Good Turn has more business than they've ever had before. They need more parking. I say we need to look forward and have a feeling for welcoming good things to the city. I won't speak much longer. I feel a little bit badly for developers and people who want to come to town. I see the beehive up there, which is a symbol of activity in the city, and sometimes I feel jeepers creepers, people from outside, maybe they think that's fire ants or something, I don't know. I mean, really, we must have a sense of the future of the city, not just the past. Now, aesthetically, of course, everyone has their own sense of taste, but also I think that we all have to acknowledge that there are people who do have experience, perhaps even, I dare say, better taste than other people. We would no more say we're an electrician because we can plug in a plug, though we can have our observations. I think that we should allow artistic input into the city. The past is great, and I totally understand what people want, but I would also say that open a historical site oneself, buy some property, put a couple oxen in the field, show us what you want. But if someone has a piece of property, I think they have the right to develop the way they want, as long as they're within the guidelines. Lizzie just made this comment about whatever's going on there. I really don't know. I don't know the technical legal things that are going on there, but I'm going to go back to the developer, which I do not know, but I feel bad if he's going to have to be thrown back into the mud puddle after 4 years of going through every hurdle known. Seems I think we should be somewhat generous in our concerns, and thank you.
Thank you.